Let's welcome on and say good morning to Overland Park City Council President turned mayoral candidate Kurt Skoog, who now joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. Good to have him on as this race heads down the home stretch. Councilman, thank you for being here. We appreciate your time. Let's just take us through. I know you guys have had a lot of debates, yourself and Mike Zinnege, over the last few weeks. What do you see right now as the biggest difference between yourself and your opponent?
Well, Pete, good morning. Thank you for paying attention to this important race. I think for those who have watched the forums, and I encourage everybody to go watch them, the biggest difference is experience and understanding how cities work and what issues are city issues and what issues are state and federal issues.
What do you mean by that when you say issues that do you believe your opponent has conflated state and federal issues with issues that are specific to being Overland Park mayor? And if so, what are those issues?
Yeah, so throughout this campaign, you know, I'm an independent running in a nonpartisan race. When I was decided to run, I made that decision to fulfill our tradition on Johnson County and Overland Park of nonpartisan elections. And my opponent continually talks about issues that are national issues and issues about subsidies coming from Washington, D.C. for housing that isn't happening in Overland Park, for his concern about the 69 highway that the state government should have provided more money. Again, that's a state issue, not a city issue. So those are just two examples.
Kurt Skoog is on KCMO Talk Radio. So as you have gone through this race, Councilman, and you've gotten the endorsement from Carl Gerlach, of course, the mayor who is retiring, do you view yourself as just an extension of Mayor Gerlach, or are there differences between yourself and possibly the person you will replace?
Well, I'm proud to be endorsed by Carl Gerlach and Ed Eilert and our former police chief, John Douglas. I've been at the table with Carl for the last 16 years, building this community that was just ranked the seventh best place to live in the United States by Money Magazine. But I'm different from Carl. All you have to do is look at my track record for the last 16 years and see that I have implemented change as we have evolved as a community. I'm proud of Carl's endorsement. I've been a big supporter of Carl's, but I'm a different generation than Carl. And the conversations that I have in the community and knocking on doors is clear that my vision of the future is right, which is that we need to come together as a community next year during our community discussion that I've already got in the budget. We're going to talk about, as the largest public participation in Overland Park history, we're going to talk about infrastructure. We're going to talk about housing. We're going to talk about development. And we're going to talk about how we can continue to be the most welcoming city in the state of Kansas.
Do you believe, Councilman, that Overland Park, because your opponent has said that Overland Park has gotten overdeveloped and has not been well thought out in some of that development. Do you believe that Overland Park is overdeveloped?
I do not believe Overland Park is overdeveloped. We have a very strategic public process of how we develop as a community. It's what we've used for 60 years. It's the same model that we've used. You know, we've coming out of the Great Recession, where we had 5 to 7 years of almost no development. There's been some pent-up demand, and there has been a lot of development in the last few years. There's no doubt about that.
So,
the development that has occurred mm-hmm. has been well thought out, has been studied and evaluated. Every project, we evaluate traffic. Every project that includes housing, we work with the Blue Valley and the Shawnee Mission School District to evaluate the number of students that will be generated out of that new project. Mm-hmm. Every project, we look at our infrastructure and make sure that if there's new infrastructure that's needed, that the development carries the cost of that new development.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen and show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So one of the things that we've heard from folks is that even on multifamily projects, you know, maybe things that were 1, 2, 3 stories are now 2, 3, 4 or higher stories. How much is that being done on purpose? Is that planned? And is that something that is a legitimate gripe and concern from some Overland Park residents?
Well, I take every comment by any resident seriously. So every comment is valuable and appreciated and provides insight into how we make decisions moving forward. So if you look at where the taller buildings are, let's look at Tallgrass, right? Tallgrass is one of the largest apartment, if you want to use that term, apartment projects in the city of Overland Park. It's a senior living facility, right? It's for people who are looking for housing in Overland Park. They want to move out of their single family home and they want to look at a housing option that can most likely take them, house them for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. If you drive on 69, it is the largest building along 69 Highway. And I think the key is to look at where those taller buildings are. Those taller buildings are primarily along 69 Highway corridor. That's because the benefit of they're in pieces of property that would never develop as single family developments. And so it makes sense to put those taller buildings next to the interstate where they have the least impact on our road network. People who are wanting to leave those facilities can quickly get on 69 and go wherever they want to go in the metropolitan area.
Kurt Skoog is running for Overland Park mayor on KCMO. I'm sure you've heard some of the critics out there saying that you are the candidate of the big developer in Overland Park, and your opponent has portrayed himself as the candidate of the mom and pop, the little guy supposedly in Overland Park, and you're the developer guy. How would you respond to that accusation and that criticism?
Well, number one, I have a 16-year track record. Go back and look at my track record of representing neighborhoods. Number one, that is what I've been focused on from day one, is we have to have strong, safe neighborhoods. That has always been my focus and will continue to be my focus moving forward. 80% of my donations come from Overland Park businesses and Overland Park residents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that the reason that Mike is taking that position is he has taken the position of being Mr. No. If you listen to his position, he does not believe that Overland Park should grow. He believes Overland Park is a bedroom community. We haven't been a bedroom community since the 1990s or earlier. Overland Park is the economic engine of the state of Kansas. 30% of the economic activity in Kansas is from Overland Park. Let me say that again. 30% of the economic activity in the state of Kansas is in Overland Park. That's catches people off guard because we're not a manufacturing town. We're not a warehouse town. We're a town of office buildings. That is our core strength and our ability and economic engine for our community. And so that economic engine allows us to have the lowest property tax in the state of Kansas. Our residents have the lowest property tax in the state of Kansas. It's half of Leawood. It's almost half of Lenexa.
Kurt Skoog on KCMO Talk Radio. I know you've got an event here coming up, so we will let you go. Councilman, thank you for being here. We'll talk again before Election Day, which is right around the corner. Thanks for your time.
Pete, I'd love to come back anytime you invite me. Thank you so much.
You bet. He is Kurt Skoog on KCMO Talk Radio.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.